Welcome to the Productivity Boosters and Stress Reducers podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie Heeb, and I can't thank you enough for listening in. Each episode, I will discuss a new tip or trick that will help you to live a productive and efficient life, professionally and personally. If you're ready to find your productivity rhythm, relieve stress, and meet your goals faster, then this is the podcast for you. This podcast is sponsored by Your Choice Concierge, created to make your life easier by providing flexible, hourly, personal, and professional assistance. Let us handle your busy tasks so you can focus on what's important. You can learn more about Your Choice Concierge by clicking the link in the description. This week's episode is all about how to use ChatGPT to increase your productivity. By now, I'm sure you've heard of ChatGPT. If you haven't heard of ChatGPT, the basic description is that it's a conversational artificial intelligence, or AI, that is capable of understanding and generating human-like responses. I'll get more into the specifics and more of its capabilities throughout the podcast. There are three different versions. There's a free version, which gives you access to ChatGPT 3.5. There is a paid version, also known as the ChatGPT Plus. This is technically GPT-4. And then there is another paid version that is a little bit more expensive, known as the Enterprise version. The free version is accessible to anyone. As long as you have an internet connection, you have access to ChatGPT and the capabilities. This is the version I use. It's pretty basic, but also has a lot of features to offer and can help you in a lot of different ways. According to ChatGPT's website, it apparently has some limitations as far as usage goes with the free version. This could include restricted availability during peak hours and potential usage constraints if they need to manage their server load. I have never run into either of these issues. So I guess it just depends on the time of the day or, you know, what you're trying to use it for. But just be warned, that is something they say can happen when you use the free version. The plus version is $20 a month and gives you access to the slightly more advanced version. The features with plus include faster response times and priority access to new features and improvements. Again, I've never tried this version, but I will say the free version always gives me quick responses. So I'm not really sure what the difference is like, but just want to throw that out there. I can't say for sure, you know, how much faster the plus version actually is, but apparently it's faster. The plus version will also allow you access during those peak hours. They say that might hinder you with the free version. But again, I've never faced that issue, so I'm not 100% sure. The enterprise version is designed for businesses and organizations and teams. The pricing can vary, and it's typically tailored depending on the need. This version is highly customizable and offers features like greater control of the AI model. So you can, for example, fine-tune it for specific tasks and even get API credits to build your own solutions. You also get more extensive usage and a dedicated support from the ChatGPT team. So you'll get definitely quicker responses from them when you need some help with the platform. Also keep in mind, if you're using ChatGPT to assist with things that entail sensitive data, the enterprise version is more secure than the other two versions. So that can be pretty important if you need to keep, you know, data and things on a secure platform. This version is definitely more advanced and requires a more advanced skill set or I would say outsourcing someone would even be a better fit if you don't think you have the skill set. But it's definitely something that, you know, again, more is going to be more aligned for businesses and organizations. Again, I use the free version. So with this episode, we're going to stay pretty basic about the ways to best utilize the free version to increase your productivity without subscribing to any of the paid versions. And let's just start with the really basic. So for me, one of my big things, especially, you know, if you've listened to this podcast before, is how having a to-do list and a clear picture of your tasks and responsibilities can really help improve your productivity. So I want to start there with how ChatGPT can help us with our daily tasks and the ways that can and help us improve, you know, our productivity and efficiency throughout the day. So what you can start by doing is simply listing your daily tasks or responsibilities into ChatGPT and ask it to suggest automation tools or workflows that can help streamline your to-do list and save you time. Of course, to get the best results, you will want to be as clear as possible when describing your tasks and responsibilities. That includes making sure you tell ChatGPT about your current processes or steps for each task. Once ChatGPT understands your tasks, it will identify any repetitive elements within your tasks, which is typically the part or parts of the task that can be automated. At that point, ChatGPT can suggest more specific automation tools and platforms or workflows that are relevant to your specific needs. It can also provide examples of how similar tasks have been automated in the past. That may help you get a better understanding of how automation would be applied to your specific situation. If you want to be even more specific with its suggestions, you can also include things like your budget. That way it doesn't suggest tools that would be out of your reach. And of course, if you have questions after the suggestions are given, just ask. ChatGPT, again, gives human-like responses. So it will provide additional information and can help you troubleshoot any issues you may encounter while trying to implement the new process or processes that it suggests for you. Along with the task automation suggestions, you can take the same task details and ask ChatGPT to give you specific time management tips around those as well. So just like the automation or workflow suggestions, you'll want to be specific. Be specific as possible to get the best results. In addition to the task specifics, be specific when it comes to your goals and your current challenges when it comes to using your time effectively. The more ChatGPT knows, the better the responses are going to be. So for example, do you often find yourself procrastinating? Do you find yourself constantly overwhelmed? Do you find yourself struggling to prioritize? Make sure to let ChatGPT know what it is that you're challenged with most often. And give as many details as possible. Again, once ChatGPT has those details, it can give you tips and techniques that are tailored specifically to you. This can include strategies for better prioritization. This can include techniques for overcoming procrastination or even tips for managing distractions. That was a big one for me in the past. So it can be very helpful. It will also include an explanation of how those suggested methods work and how you can incorporate them into your daily routine. So now let's talk about some more specific things that it can do for you that will increase your productivity. So for example, did you know that ChatGPT can help you with calendar management? Most people don't. It can be integrated with existing calendar platforms like Google Calendar, Microsoft Outlook, your basic calendar platforms. And once it's integrated, it can help you stay on top of your commitments and save you time by even scheduling appointments, setting reminders, and organizing your events for you. For scheduling assistance, you can simply let ChatGPT know the appointment details. So tell ChatGPT the date, the time, location, and participants, and it will create an event in your calendar accordingly. It does it. It's awesome. Outside of the basic appointments, it can also help you with organizing your events. This can be extremely helpful for, you know, project managers, event management, people like that. Also, you know, busy families that have maybe a birthday party coming up, another event. So super useful for everyone. It can even create and manage your invitations. It can track your RSVPs, update event details when needed. Of course, you'll have to let it know when there's an update. ChatGPT is not going to read your mind, I promise. But it can take care of all those things. All you need to do is provide the details. So, for example, tell ChatGPT the title of your event. What is your event for? And any other important details about the event. This would include the date, the time, location, and your guest list. What ChatGPT does then is it will handle all the logistics of sending out the invitations, managing the responses. Yeah, pretty awesome. If you have an event, I would definitely give it a try and see if it helps you in any way. ChatGPT can also set reminders for appointments, events, or tasks for you. So again, just tell ChatGPT what you would like to be reminded and when, and it will configure the reminder for you. In addition to helpful reminders, it can also provide suggestions and insights to help you optimize your calendar and make sure you're prioritizing your time effectively. This includes things like recommendations for scheduling meetings during times when all participants are most likely to be available. We all know how hard it can be to coordinate a meeting or event with multiple people that have different schedules or availability. I cannot think of one time that I've gone to schedule something and on the first try, everyone has been available. So another helpful tool. It can also identify opportunities to consolidate or streamline your appointments. So, just a way to make things easier when going through your calendar. So another time-saving productivity hack I use ChatGPT for is project planning and organizing. So this kind of goes a little bit into the calendar management, just a little bit more in depth, but it can help plan and organize projects by breaking them down into manageable tasks and setting timelines. It also provides reminders for those important milestones throughout a project. So again, if you've listened to my podcast in the past, you know how I feel about project management and making sure that you break down those tasks into smaller tasks. So it's like a ladder to get to the end of your project, right? Not like this one big, giant, overwhelming leap. And this is a really cool tool to help you break those things down. So just like the task automation and the time management suggestions I talked about, you will need to get specific when asking ChatGPT for assistance with this type of thing. It will really need to understand the scope and requirements, including, you know, your project objectives, deliverables, timelines, and the resources that are available to you to be able to give you constructive responses and ideas. So, once it has all those details, it will identify the smaller individual steps and tasks needed to accomplish the project's goals. And it will even organize them in a logical sequence for you. So it does a lot of the project management work. Once those are identified, ChatGPT will then assist with, again, setting those timelines or deadlines for each task. Then it can help you assign those tasks or responsibilities if your project is a group effort. So this ensures that everyone is clear about their role and they're accountable for completing their assigned tasks on time. Very, very helpful. Another thing that I find it to be helpful with in regards to project planning is creating a visual plan that's easy to share. So most of the projects I manage are for clients, and it's important for me to be able to share the project plan and timeline with them so they're confident in my ability to actually execute this project. Of course, you know, if you don't give any updates or anything when you're working with a client, that can make them a little nervous, uneasy. They need to know that things are moving along and things are being done. So ChatGPT actually helps me generate that project plan that outlines the sequence, you know, of the tasks, tells the deadlines and any dependencies between those. So this helps with visualizing the project's entire timeline and when things will be done. It makes it easier for not only myself to track the progress, but also for clients or other, you know, team members that might be helping out with the project. It also makes keeping up with the updates and tracking of the project, you know, much, much easier. It can track completed tasks as well. It can update the timelines. Again, you have to tell it. It's not going to read your mind. But if what it can do is identify potential issues that may arise or deadlines that may be missed if you're not updating it. So it kind of, it holds you accountable, so to speak, to make sure the project is moving along and that you're putting those updates in so that everyone stays on track. Again, particularly helpful for me since I have to share project updates with clients often. I know my projects are going to be completed efficiently and effectively when I use this, when I use ChatGPT to help me along. So give it a try. Next, let's jump into some more everyday or common time-saving uses for ChatGPT. So a big popular one that, you know, I suggest to pretty much everyone I know is finding information or doing online research. So we all know how to Google something, right? Pretty common these days. Google is great. It's great for quickly finding specific information or resources on the web. But ChatGPT goes a bit beyond that. So when you Google something, it returns a list of web pages or resources that are relevant to your search, right? It's pretty much a one-way street. You search for something and then you get results. With ChatGPT, it's more of a back and forth dialogue. Like I said earlier, more of human responses, right? It makes it easier to narrow down your search and get the results you're looking for without searching through a lot of information that might not pertain or be helpful to you. Now, I'm not saying that ChatGPT should always be your go-to in regards to online research. There are scenarios where Google is probably the better option. So, for example, if you're looking for answers for well-defined questions such as facts or statistics or even definitions, jump into Google, right? ChatGPT is going to be a better tool for research when it comes to exploring ideas, seeking opinions, or getting explanations in a more natural, less formal way. So for me, just an example, I used it not too long ago to put together a list of grocery items and recipes for a camping trip. So simply typed into ChatGPT, what are great meals for camping, right? ChatGPT gives me the response. I asked ChatGPT to break down the grocery list for that, so on and so forth. So that's just an idea of how, you know, that might be a better use than Google. Again, each scenario is a little bit different, but ChatGPT has more of a deeper understanding of what you're asking. So again, those responses are going to be more personalized. Google relies on algorithms and doesn't have a deep understanding of what you're asking. So that's kind of how you can differentiate, you know, when to use it, when not to use it. Of course, both have their strengths, and sometimes they can even complement each other depending on the nature of your research needs. So you might end up, you know, using both. But just throw that out there. Google doesn't have to always be your go-to when it comes to online research and things like that. It also, again, when I talk about the camping meal lists and things like that, not only does it help me find those things and break it down, but it helps me stay organized. And it went ahead and organized that grocery list for me and things like that. So it kind of combines the two of the online research and then can go on beyond to help you organize that research once you find what you need. The last thing I want to touch on is using ChatGPT for writing assistance. So this is another big one for me. And this is also something that, you know, I not only tell my team members and clients about, but people in the everyday world that I know, it's a huge time saver for me personally. So anything that saves me time, I'm definitely telling people about. But it can assist with drafting emails. You can use ChatGPT to create reports, blogs, letters, even social media posts. It can go beyond that. Those are just a few. Again, it's pretty simple. You tell ChatGPT what you'd like written with some key points, of course, or general context, and it will draft it for you. So you can say, for example, create a social media post about XYZ, and it will generate it. Or tell it to draft an email to a colleague about how you appreciate all their hard work and dedication. There you go. ChatGPT will draft it for you. Now, I'm not saying you should necessarily copy and paste exactly what ChatGPT says. You can, but if you want it to be personalized, you know, add a little of your own touch in there. But what this does is it just speeds up the writing process and it reduces the time and effort required to produce high quality written content. It's great. If you, of course, like sticking with writing your content yourself, another way you can use it is if you're stuck in ideas or topics, it can assist you with that. So, again, you want to write it, but you're not sure exactly what to write. Just let ChatGPT know, you know, who your audience is and what your goal is, and just simply ask for content ideas and it will generate a list that will, you know, hopefully get your creative juices flowing. It can also take what you've written yourself and provide suggestions for improving it. So it can improve the grammar, improve the structure, or just maybe the overall content. This also could include, you know, recommendations for organizing your content into paragraphs or sections to make it more coherent, easy to follow, better flow. It could include pointing out potential mistakes like spelling errors. It could even just provide suggestions for enhancing the clarity, simplifying, you know, complex sentences or rephrasing awkward things to make it more concise. But these are just a few examples of how ChatGPT can assist in increasing your productivity and saving time. If I got into everything, this podcast would be hours long. And, you know, if I did a deep dive, it could probably even be days long. And we know that not everyone has time for that, which is why we try to keep this podcast short and sweet and just give you some, you know, ways to stay productive and save time. But there is absolutely no doubt that ChatGPT's versatility and ability to adapt to various tasks makes it a valuable tool for optimizing your efficiency. It is important to remember that ChatGPT is a very powerful tool, but it does have its limitations. So it has been known to occasionally generate some inaccurate information or inappropriate content on occasion. So make sure you always verify critical information and exercise discretion if you're using it for an important or sensitive task, just FYI. So yeah, hopefully this helps you all. That's all for this week's episode of Productivity Boosters and Stress Reducers. Be sure to check back soon for our next episode. I will actually be discussing some tips and tricks to help you stay motivated. If you want to learn more about how to use ChatGPT to improve episode or a specific topic you'd like to hear about in the future, please email me at info@yourchoice-concierge.com. I'd love to hear from you. Make sure you also subscribe to the Your Choice Concierge YouTube channel, where you can find some examples of the tips and tricks I discuss on the show. Thanks again for listening. I'm Stephanie Heeb, and I hope you'll join me next time for more tips and tricks to live a productive and efficient life, professionally and personally. Have you considered starting your own podcast but haven't had the time? Check out Buzzsprout. They make launching and managing your podcast effortless. Trust me, if I can do it, anyone can. Clicking the Buzzsprout link in the description will let them know we sent you and get you a $20 Amazon gift card if you decide to sign up for a paid plan. Thanks again to our sponsor, Your Choice Concierge. Until next time, productive people.